Welcome to the Fab Lab Podcast, brought to you by FabricatorsFriend.com. If you own or manage a stone shop and would like to reduce your frustration while increasing your profits, you've come to the right place. As the owner of a prominent Pacific Northwest stone shop with over two decades of experience and the author of the book Less Chaos, More Cash, our host knows more than just a little bit about the challenges of owning and operating a shop. You'll hear down-to-earth, real-life solutions you can implement today to calm your shop operation and generate more profit. Thanks for joining us, and here's our host, Aaron Crowley.
Welcome back to the Fab Lab Podcast. My name is Aaron Crowley, your host, and I am so glad that you joined me because today I'm beginning a three-part series on the topic of how to improve profits by reducing mistakes. Now, I believe that the number one place, the lowest hanging fruit in any business for immediately impacting the profitability of the company is to reduce the number of mistakes that are made. The rework, the unnecessary labor, the scrapped materials, the lost opportunity, that stuff adds up so fast and it affects the bottom line. But the good news is it's the place that we can go the quickest to turn it around. There are things that we can do as business owners that reverse those mistakes that automatically translates into higher profitability and, equally important, reducing the frustration that we as owners experience in the process of running our businesses. And so we're going to begin this three-part series with talking about why employees make mistakes in our businesses. In part two, we're going to talk about a simple process that I have developed. It's a technique really for setting clear expectations so that our employees can perform their tasks correctly and on time. And in part three, we're going to discuss the topic of checklists, which some people think is kind of an overly simplistic tool. And it is simple, but boy, is it effective for helping employees to perform their work correctly and on time and to reduce the number of mistakes that are made. So let's get started. In this episode, in this first part, we're going to discuss the question, why employees make mistakes in the first place. Now, the answer to that question is probably not what you think. But before we get to the answer to that question of why our employees make mistakes, I want to expand the definition of mistakes a little bit so that we have a broader understanding of what it is we're trying to solve. And I believe that the best definition for mistakes is this: when employees perform tasks incorrectly or fail to perform them on time, that is the essence of mistakes that cost our companies money and cause us tremendous frustration. Another way of putting it might be, for owners, anytime my expectations aren't met is a mistake, but we've got to narrow that down. So that's the failure to perform critical tasks correctly and on time. So why? Why do our employees fail to perform critical tasks correctly and on time? Or in other words, why do they fail to meet our expectations? Like I said, the answer to that question is probably not what you're thinking. You might be thinking that the answer lies in the employee. It's the employee's negligent. They don't care. They're not paying attention. They're a millennial. I can't afford to hire good employees, and so what I'm left with is just mediocre, and so they make mistakes all the time. That would be the easy answer, to scapegoat, in a sense, turn the employee into the scapegoat and blame everything on them and absolve ourselves of the responsibility for solving this problem. But in reality, that would miss the opportunity to fix this problem in our businesses if we just pass the buck, if we scapegoat the employee. I believe the answer to that question, the reason that employees fail to perform critical tasks correctly and on time, and the reason that they fail to meet our expectations, is because of two dynamics that I believe are present in every single small business in the country. And it really has to do with the owners' lack of understanding and the owner's belief system. And so the first dynamic that we're going to talk about is what I like to call the deadly assumption. And the deadly assumption is this: it is the belief that there is some work so simple and obviously important that it need not be explained. I'll say that one more time. The deadly assumption is the belief by the business owner that there is some work so simple and obviously important that it need not be explained. So what happens when we fail to explain our expectations to our employees? Well, They can't possibly know what they are, so they can't possibly meet them. So we, in essence, are failing to make our expectations clear. If we haven't made it clear who in the company is responsible for performing a task, if we haven't made it clear when we want that task performed, if we haven't made it crystal clear how well we want that task performed, if we've failed in any one of those areas to make our expectations clear, the employee can't possibly meet our expectations. You can take the task of locking up at night as an example. To us as business owners, it just might be obvious. We have to lock the doors at the end of the day. Otherwise, the thieves will break in. They'll steal stuff. They'll vandalize. We'll have expensive problems to deal with the next morning. For an owner, it might be obvious that the last person to leave the shop obviously locks up. But can we really leave it at that? If that's our expectation, that some things are so simple and obviously important that they need not be explained, we're leaving the door wide open, pun not intended, for a wide variety of outcomes. And our expectations are probably not going to be met. If it's the last person out of the office and they lock the office door, but they fail to run through the shop to check the roll-up doors and to check the man doors, if they fail to arm the alarm system, our expectations haven't been met. But we haven't made it clear who and how well and when that task is to be performed. And so it's really on us to not leave anything to chance. We cannot drift into this belief that some things go without saying. Because if we do, we're not going to say it. We're not going to explain it, and the employees are not going to know what our expectations are. So that's the first reason that employees fail. It's because we as owners have failed to set the expectation in clear and unmistakable terms. The second reason that employees fail to meet our expectations or to perform tasks correctly, or in this case, on time, is because of a dynamic I like to call the change chain phenomenon. And it is a series of, you could call it a series of unfortunate events. And change sets into motion uncertainty, which eventually becomes confusion and ultimately ends in chaos or mistakes occurring because of tasks not being performed on time. So let's look at this. Change, uncertainty, confusion, and chaos. And so when we as owners make decisions, they have a ripple effect in the business. If we decide to grow the sales, we increase our advertising, and now our sales staff maybe can't keep up with all the leads coming in, that will generally lead to an uncertainty as the number of tasks employees are expected to perform, as it grows, they have to request assistance by other employees. Hey, can you help me get these follow-up calls done today? I just have too many presentations to make. Oh yeah, somebody in the office says, I'll help you out with that today. So they help out today. In a couple of days, they ask again. In a couple of days, they ask again, and pretty soon it becomes uncertain as to who is really responsible for that, let's say, follow-up task. And as that continues, it becomes confusion. So the person who has generously and graciously been willing to help out on occasion, as that becomes more and more common, it becomes less and less clear as to who's really responsible for performing that task. And meanwhile, the salesperson, for example, the number of tasks they're performing is increasing too. So it's not like they're sitting around hoping somebody else does work while they do nothing. It's they're preoccupied with the increase in sales activity. So eventually that uncertainty becomes confusion for the person who has, in a sense, assumed this other role. And eventually they're going to come a point where that employee is going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to choose between tasks. The tasks they were hired to do, and the new tasks they have informally assumed in the well-intentioned interest of helping other staff members out in this busy time. And pretty soon, when an employee has to choose between a task, is confused, it's not clear, do I do this or do I do this? I've only got time to do one, so which one should I pick? Most employees will default back to the work they originally were hired to do. And the outcome is that that task in question slips through the cracks and it isn't performed. It's either not performed on time or it is simply overlooked entirely. And if you're talking about follow-up and sales, it means you're probably not going to close the business. if it's locking the door up at night, eventually it's not going to be clear who is responsible for locking up at the end of the night, and it's not going to happen. And the door is left wide open. Somebody comes by, pulls on the door, and goes, wow, it's wide open, and kiss your computers and your equipment goodbye. So the change chain phenomenon, change, uncertainty, confusion, and then chaos as critical tasks are simply overlooked entirely. So really, to sum up, in my opinion, this question of why employees fail, it is because the vast majority of the time, it is because the owner, you and I as business owners, have not made it clear who is responsible for performing the tasks, how well we want those tasks performed, and when we want those tasks performed. You might have begun this discussion with the expectation that, well, maybe the answer to this question is, how do I reduce mistakes? Well, maybe it's by finding employees who don't make mistakes. Well, there's no such thing as an employee or even a human being that doesn't make mistakes. The only option to us as business owners in this endeavor of running a business with less frustration and more profitability as we embark on the goal of reducing mistakes, it is to understand that the reason employees fail to perform tasks correctly and on time is because we fail to make the expectations crystal clear. So that leaves you and I with a choice. We can either drift into the belief, which is really common among owners, that the reason employees fail is because my employees are negligent and lazy and they're millennials and they don't care and they're not making enough money to care. Or we can choose to believe that it is our responsibility to take charge of making it crystal clear who is responsible for performing those tasks, when we want those tasks performed, and how well we want those tasks performed. And that's really the precursor to the next part in this series. Episode 3, we're going to talk about how to do that, the process by which we make our expectations crystal clear so that our employees perform tasks correctly and on time. So in the meantime, until the next episode, I want to challenge you to think about this. Have you drifted in to the deadly assumption? Have you found yourself subconsciously believing that there is some work in your business that is so simple and obviously important that you shouldn't have to explain it? And then I want to challenge you to consider the change chain phenomenon. Have decisions that you have made inside the business changed the workload for employees in such a way that they've had to, in a sense, job share, making who is responsible for performing those tasks unclear? Has that drifted into uncertainty? Do you have employees in your office or out in your shop who are uncertain as to what tasks they are formally and officially responsible for? Is it possible that that has drifted into confusion? That right now, even today, you have employees in your company that are having to choose between doing the tasks you hired them to do and the ones that they have informally assumed while trying to help out their other employees? Is it possible that the change chain phenomenon has taken place inside of your company? I challenge you, because this is difficult. It's easy to blame it on our employees and say, well, I'll just find an employee who doesn't make mistakes. As foolish as that thought is, it's difficult to assess our businesses and realize that the reason our employees are failing to perform tasks correctly and on time is because we have failed to make it crystal clear, because we have drifted into the deadly assumption, or because the change chain phenomenon has been occurring right under our nose without us realizing it. So that's the challenge. I challenge you to think on these two dynamics, and then I invite you to come back next week for episode 3, which is part 2 of this series, How to Improve Our Profits by Reducing Mistakes. So thank you so much for joining us. It's an honor to spend this 15 minutes with you. I look forward to next time. Take care.